Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, good morning. This is Courtney on a recorded line. I'm calling in regards to the Roundup lawsuit that you inquired about.
The what?
The Roundup lawsuit.
Oh, yes.
Okay, hi. Yes, is this Mr. Thompson?
It is.
It is. Okay, hi, Mr. Thompson. Again, my name is Courtney on a recorded line. So I see that you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit.
Yes.
Okay, did you have an attorney at this time?
No, I mean, I went through one of these phone calls like 2 years ago, and I ain't never heard nothing from nobody.
Okay, so you are willing to firm under penalty? You haven't signed any documents or anything like that with any other law firm, though, correct?
No.
Okay.
No.
And then what was your diagnosis after spraying Roundup?
Chronic lymphocytic leukemia.
Okay. And leukemia, CLL, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that, sir. How are you doing with everything since your diagnosis?
I'm doing pretty
good.
Good. I'm doing pretty good.
Glad to hear that you are doing better. Have you had a second or another diagnosis since then, or is just that one diagnosis?
Just that.
Okay.
Just that.
Okay. And Mr. Thompson, you're filing on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And when was your diagnosis, or when did you receive your diagnosis?
2019, I think it is.
2019. Do you know?
January 2019.
January 20th, 2019?
Yes.
Okay. So 1/20/2019 approximately was when you were diagnosed, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Did you know any other ones, like any neighbors or colleagues that were affected by spraying Roundup?
I have no idea, no.
Okay. We just have to ask. If you ever come across anyone, you can always give them our phone number.
Okay.
I'm glad to hear that you're doing better. That's a lot to go through. At what age were you diagnosed?
At 52.
52, okay. So you were between the ages of 18 and 79. And then, sir, you do have a birth certificate?
Yeah, somewhere.
Okay. There are just some silly questions I got to ask you for the attorney, so I'm just going to continue asking. How many years did you approximately spray Roundup for?
Well, I used to use it. I mean, for several years, I used it, on my lawns and stuff.
Yeah. Give or take, how many years do you think you did it for?
Probably 15-ish, 10 or 15-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
But 15? Okay. And you did use Roundup for at least 10 days or more, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then is this your cell phone or a landline that I'm talking to you on?
This is a cell.
Okay. And then, Mr. Thompson, you are a citizen and resident of the United States, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a series of questions real quick, just yes or no, about some illnesses. Have you ever been diagnosed with HIV, autoimmune disease, or hepatitis C?
No.
Okay. Any arthritis, diabetes, any organ transplants or hepatitis B?
No.
Okay. Epstein-Barr or lupus?
No.
Okay. And then you had no other chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, correct?
Right. It's not non-Hodgkin's, it's CLL.
CLL, yes, yeah, which is a subtype of non-Hodgkin's. So,
yeah.
It's like, I don't know how they classify it, but yeah, it's not non-Hodgkin's, but it's the CLL. Okay. And then no family history of cancer, correct?
My grandmother had cancer, bone cancer.
Okay.
Ago.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And then CLL. Give me one second. Wow. one second. Okay, and then I have your first name is Steven, S-T-E-V-E-N. Last
Correct.
Name Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.
Correct.
Do you have a suffix in your name? Are you a junior or a senior, sir?
No.
No suffix? Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Okay. And then what's your marital status? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
You're married? Okay. And then what is your date of birth, sir?
12/28/67.
Okay. And that would put your current age at, I'm so bad at math.
57,
okay. Okay. And then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me or the last four?
5692.
Perfect. Thank you. And then how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your injuries, the cancer? Was that like online from your doctors?
Yeah, I read it online, I'm sure.
Okay. Kind of just trying to get information about your diagnosis?
Yeah.
Okay. And then when would you say that was? Like, was that in 2019 when you got diagnosed? Or was it after?
It would be after I got diagnosed, because, you know, after you get diagnosed with something like that, you read everything you possibly can.
Yeah, of course. So you want to say, like, in 2020, or was it, like, mid?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
I would say mid-19 or 2020, early 2020.
Okay. Best to your knowledge, what would I got to put a month, day, and year. So what would you like me to put?
Put August of 19.
August 1st of 2019. Okay.
Yeah.
They just want to kind of get an idea. You know, and again, it's to the best of your knowledge. They're going to pull medical records anyways. They just kind of want to get an idea why they build the case.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Thompson, what is your current height and weight?
I am 5'11", about 290.
Okay. All right. And then I have here, email is aboveaveragedog@gmail.com.
Yes.
I like that. Okay. And then I have your primary cell phone number as 843-926-5790, which is your cell phone. And which time of the day is the best for the attorneys to reach out to you? Do you prefer morning, afternoon, evening?
It don't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever's convenient.
Okay. And then Mr. Thompson, what is your wife's first name?
Valerie.
Okay. V-A-L-E-R-I-E?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's your spouse's phone number?
864-517-5464.
Okay. So 864-514.
No, 517.
517. 517-5464.
Correct.
Perfect. Okay. And then, okay, let's just put this. I apologize. They changed the form on me, so I'm just trying to get it all dialed in here for you. Okay. So approximately, you said you used it for, you know, give or take 10 or 15 years, you know, around the house. How many times a month or yearly were you spraying it, or how many times a year were you spraying the Roundup? Give or take.
Probably three.
Three times a month or three times a year?
Three times a year.
Okay.
Guessing. Yeah.
Okay. So approximately three times a year for 15 years. Okay. Give or take. Let's see. And then you did use Roundup for 1 year prior to your diagnosis, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, when did you think you started using Roundup? So if you were diagnosed in 2019, did you stop using it right in 2019? Or was it before?
No, I probably stopped around 2015, 15, if I was guessing. Yeah, probably around that number.
Okay.
No, I didn't stop because of the cancer. I just stopped because I just stopped using it.
Yeah. And then, so we'll say you approximately started using it around 2000 then, because that gives
yeah,
you the 15,
yeah.
15 mark. And then one in 2000,
yeah.
do you do it like in the summertime or springtime when it's warm?
It's spring and summer, yeah.
So when do you think you started using it in 2020, like around like March or April?
You mean in the year 2000?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably April.
We'll put April 1st, 2000, and then you stopped using it in 2015, what, like in October, you think, when it started to get cold, or September?
Probably August.
August. Okay, August 1st, 2015, approximately, was when you stopped using it. And you said you didn't stop using it because of the cancer. You just stopped using the product because you switched products or something or tried something else?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and you said you were doing it not monthly, you're doing it seasonally, correct? You were applying it seasonally?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And then how are you spraying it? Were you using like a hand sprayer, a backpack, tractor with hoses?
Hand sprayer.
Okay. And then did you ever use any type of protective gloves, like gear or anything like that?
I probably had gloves on, yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it was rubber gloves, probably just gloves, work gloves.
Okay. Like yard gloves?
Yeah.
Okay. And then this was residential, correct? You were spraying it residential?
Yes.
And then what state are you located in, sir?
Now I'm in South Carolina.
Where were you spraying it at?
In Tennessee.
Tennessee, okay. Okay. So you use a product in the state of Tennessee. And then we did say your exposure was for residential, and you were directly exposed because you were the one spraying it.
Yes.
You did personally spray it. You were directly exposed, and you were present every time of exposure. Sorry, some of the questions are kind of silly. How many exposures do you have in your lifetime? So we put about 45 exposures, approximately three times a year for 15 years. Do you live near a water well, or do you get your water from a well when you were in Tennessee?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
Not that I'm aware of.
Or benzene or any Agent Orange? Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. Were you using concentrate or premixed of the product?
Concentrate.
Okay. And then where were you purchasing it at? Was it like a Home Depot, Lowe's?
Probably Ace Hardware.
Okay. That's where I go, Ace Hardware in Tennessee. Where in Tennessee is it?
Oliver Springs.
All right. Yeah, it's on Tri-Country Boulevard.
Yeah, Tri-County, yeah.
Tri-County, sorry.
Yeah.
All right. And then do you ever have any, like, receipts or anything like that from your...
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah, it was a long time ago. A lot of people pay cash and stuff like that, so I understand. Do you have any pictures or any proof of purchases besides that, or no?
No.
Okay, no credit card receipts, none of that, okay.
No.
Do you have any still in your possession, like in the garage or anything, like any old bottles or anything?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. And then, Mr. Thompson, do you smoke?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. Who's your current employer?
Me. Or
me?
Myself.
What do you do for work?
I train dogs.
Oh, you do? What type of dogs? Just all dogs?
Yep, all dogs. Obedience and service dogs.
Oh, cool. come over and train my dog. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Okay, let's be employed. Okay, and then what's your current address?
1556 South Carolina Highway 64.
South Carolina Highway
164?
64.
No, oh, 64. Not 164, it's
64. Okay.
And that's in Barnwell.
Okay.
29812.
South Carolina. 29812. Perfect. Thank you. And then did you lose any work because of your treatment or related conditions, like all your chemo and everything you had to go through?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Approximately, like, how long were you out of work for?
I probably missed a total of 60 days.
So approximately, like, 2 to 3 months?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't all at one time. It was stretched out over a year.
2 to 3 months of work. Stretched out over okay.
The year that I was having treatments.
Okay. And that was in 2019 to 2020.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, no, I had treatment starting in January of 23 through January of 24 is when I had treatment.
Okay. All right. Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
Yes.
Okay. And what branch were you in?
Army.
Okay. And did you have an honorable discharge?
Yes.
And you were never stationed at Toole Army Depot or Camp Lejeune, were you?
No.
Okay. When were you in the Army? Approximate dates. What years?
January of 87 through November of 88. So just shy of 2 years.
Okay. All right. And then you don't know your veterans number, do you?
I have no idea.
Okay. Do you receive VA benefits at all?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed for disability or worker compensation claims?
No.
Filed for bankruptcy?
Back in the mid-90s, yes.
Okay. And it was discharged?
Yes.
Okay. So you said 1990?
No, 96 or 97, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Okay. Approximately 1996, 1997. And yeah. Do you know what court it was discharged in?
Probably Knox County, Tennessee.
Knox County, Tennessee. All right, perfect. And then... Okay... put this information in really quick. Was there any other information about that you want me to add or no? Just that it was discharged? Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then no convicted of any crime or anything like that? No felonies?
No.
Okay.
No.
Who was your diagnosing doctor? Do you know who diagnosed you? Or
Doctor,
where? Okay. Go ahead.
It was in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. I can't remember his name.
What was the hospital? Do you know?
It would be, I think, Tennessee Oncology.
Tennessee
Oncology.
Yeah. in Oak Ridge. There's Thompson Oncology Group, TNC Cancer Specialists. There's a lot.
Actually, I think it might have been Thompson Oncology.
Okay. On New York Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. If you don't remember the doctor's name, that's okay. We just need approximately where it's at. And again, like I said, they're going to pull medical records. They just want an idea.
Yeah.
And then just like in your own words.
It's Thomas Repine.
Thomas Repine? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Let's see. Do you know how to spell that Repa, Thomas?
R-E-P-I-N-E.
Yeah, he's part of the same.
Yeah.
Area of Thompson. Okay, and then just in your own words, like how was the diagnosis of the lymphoma like impacted your life? Or leukemia, lymphoma, leukemia, CLL.
Well, I mean, it's put a dark cloud over my life, and, you know, I've had to, you know, my immune system's compromised because of it, so I have to take special precautions at times and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to go every 3 months and get my blood count done to make sure I'm still in remission. So, you know, that's a burden, if you will.
Oh, for sure.
Because I have traveled to Nashville from South Carolina because my specialist is in Nashville. So, matter of fact, I'm going this weekend because I got a doctor's appointment on Monday.
Mhm. Yeah, so your immune system is completely, you know, and physical symptoms, you know, probably emotional challenges you have to face with everything.
Yeah.
Okay, and so you travel a lot?
Yes.
Productive for... Okay. I just put lymphoma impacted your life and my life in many ways, including physical symptoms, emotional challenges, changes in your immune system, making traveling not easy, making traveling difficult and making it difficult to be part of, you know, community, a productive person in society, dealing with going with doctors and health issues. All right. Do you have medical records that could show your cancer diagnoses, or could you get access to them if needed?
I mean, I probably could. Like I said, I'm going to my doctor this weekend. So.
Okay.
Or Monday, rather.
And then your oncologist that you saw, do you go see the same guy?
No, I don't see Dr. Refine anymore.
Okay, so that was just the one who was the diagnosing doctor. You don't go to them anymore, though.
Exactly. He diagnosed, and I've been going to Dr. Flynn ever since.
Dr. Flynn, F-I-L-L-I-N-N?
Yeah.
Or F-L-Y?
F-L-I-N-N.
Okay.
F-L-I-N-N.
And where's
in Nashville.
In Nashville, that's right. All right. So do you drive Ian Flynn?
Yeah, Ian Palin, yeah.
You drive from South Carolina over to see him?
Yes.
Is it far? Is it a far drive?
7 hours.
My goodness. What brought you over to South Carolina? You just...
My business, my dog training business.
Oh, okay. Do you like it there better than Tennessee?
Well, we bought a franchise, and our territory was in Charleston, where we started out.
Okay. What was the name of the hospital that you did medical treatment at?
Oh. Hang on.
Take your time.
Yeah, I've got to find it here.
Let's see. I was going to ask you this too. So, oh yeah, five.
Well, like I said, I could find out this weekend or Monday when I go.
It's okay.
I know it was a part of Vanderbilt. I just can't remember the name. You know, they got several different names for...
It's okay. Hold on one second.
Yeah.
Okay, and then your current address was 1556 South Carolina Highway 64?
Yes. It's a new address, so if you're looking it up, it might tell you it don't exist.
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, yeah. We've only been there for about 3 months, and it's a brand new address, so a lot of people don't recognize it yet.
Okay, it's okay. So it's 1556 South Carolina Highway 64.
Four.
And then you said Barnesville.
Barnwell. Barnwell.
Yeah, and then South Carolina. It's okay. I'm going to still put it in. Oh, see, it popped up as 64 Barnwell Street, South Carolina, but that's wrong. It's okay. I'm going to make sure that we have it right because it's your new address. Okay. Is South Carolina spelled out? Yeah.
No, it's usually SC.
Highway 64 SC. And then Barnwell. What is the, do you know the town or the, not, or the county?
Yes, Barnwell County.
Barnwell County, okay. Okay, we got it. Perfect. Okay. They do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you, Mr. Thompson. I'm just going to go ahead and put Valerie. Is that okay? Or did you want to put somebody else? Valerie? Okay.
No, that's fine. Yep.
And you do give me permission to contact her if needed, correct?
Yes.
First exposure was before 1973. When do you think you started using Roundup, like the very first time?
like I said, probably around 2000, spring of 2000.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I just have to go through this. And then what type of treatment have you done besides for your treatment? You did like chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, pain management, surgery?
No, I did it's a form of chemo, and then venetoclax was I had to take that for a year.
Okay.
400 milligrams of venetoclax every day for a year.
Okay. Did you do radiation too?
No.
Pain management?
No.
Okay, so just medication. And a type of chemo. Do you know approximately, you started doing that, you said, treatment in 2023 to 2024?
Yeah.
Do you know when in 2023 you started doing it approximately?
January. I'm pretty sure it was in January of 23.
Okay, like January 1st?
No, probably the middle, so we'll say, 15, 19, something like that, middle of January.
The 15th, January 15th, 2023. Okay. Were you exposed to Roundup, do you think, before
1973? No.
Okay. I don't know why that's one of the questions. So, Mr. Thompson, I'm going to put you on a brief hold. We're almost finished here, and I'm going to come right back on the line, okay? Hold on 1 second.
Okay.